This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, we're continuing in Maseches Nedarim Daf HaShavua. Tonight's blot is Samach Amud Beis. Samach Amud Beis. The Mishnah said that if you aser something today, Hayoim, you're only aser till dark. However, if you say one day, then it's aser for 24 hours. So if you say Hayoim, today means until it gets dark outside. If you say Yoim Echad, one day, it means for a full 24 hours. So the Gemara said, brings a chiddush from Rabbi Yirmiyah, that even though if you say today, you're only aser until it gets dark, you still need to be matir neder at nightfall. Why? Says the Gemara, my taima, I'm Rabbi Yosef, Gezeira Hayoim Misham Yom Echad. People might confuse today with one day. And if they see that by today it's mutter at nightfall, they're going to come to matter at nightfall one day. And one day is not mutter until the next day. So therefore we say, it's true the nether is off, but you're going to have to be matter nether at nightfall. So Amarle, so Abaye said, according to the Bach, to Rabbi Yosef, Abai said to Rabbi Yosef, Ihachi, if so, if we're going to confuse today with one day, why don't we say vice versa? People might confuse one day with today. And if people see that by one day, it's mutter before nightfall, because it's 24 hours until the next day, then they might say, today is mutter before nightfall. So by one day, we should say, we should extend it beyond the 24 hours. We should say it's aser until nightfall. So Gemara says, Amar le, hayoim biyoim echad mechlaf. People might confuse today with one day. And if they see one day, people might confuse today with one day. Namely, if we're going to allow you to drink immediately at nightfall, by today, we might come to allow that by one day. However, yom echad b'hayom lo mechlaf, one day is not going to be confused with today. So in other words, nobody's going to say, well, if you say today, you're already mutter by nightfall, then maybe when you say one day, you'll be mutter at nightfall. No, everyone's going to know if you say one day, you have to wait a full 24 hours. They're not going to say, just like by today, you're mutter at nightfall, one day you're also mutter at nightfall. In other words, we don't have to extend when you say one day till nightfall after that. Let's see the Ran on that. The Ran says, Yoim Echad, Di'i Sharis Lei L'Shetach Shach. If we're going to allow it when it becomes dark, b'loy she'ela, without being matir neder, asi limiti, you're going to come to make a mistake, nami b'yoyim echad, that if you say one day, they're going to think that it's mutter l'shatach shach. D'loy mashmalei, they're not going to know the difference, ika midi b'en yoyim echad l'hayoyim. But we're only going to confuse it one day. We only have to say that when you say today, you need to be matir neder, because otherwise, people are going to be lenient when you say one day and matter it by nightfall. However, we don't have to say by one day that you're going to become... in other words, the question is, why don't we make the gzera the other way? That if you say one day, it shouldn't be over until nightfall, because you might allow it to be over before nightfall when you say today. So the Gemara says, no, that you're not going to exchange. Let's see the Ran. Hayoim b'yoim echad mechlaf, d'yisharis leh ki amar hayoim, l'shatach shach, b'loy she'la, asi l'mishrei nami, afilu b'aymar yoim echad. We're not going to mix up one day with today. When you say one day, we're not afraid that people are going to matter it by nightfall. You know you have to maintain 24 hours. You're not going to say, oh, just like, meaning we're not afraid that people are going to say, just like we allowed before nightfall when you say one day, we're going to allow before nightfall when you say today. Okay. So, just to be clear, when you say today, we're afraid we require you to be Mater Neder. Why? Because if we didn't require you to be Mater Neder, then people might say, just like by today it's over at nightfall, by one day it's also over at nightfall. People are going to learn from today to one day, but people are not going to learn vice versa from one day to today. By one day, people understand why it's over before nightfall, because you waited a full 24 hours. But they're not going to apply that to today. Okay. The Gemara continues. Amar Ravina Amar Li Mereimar. Ravina said, Mereimar said to me, Hachi Amar Avuch Mishneh Rav Yosef. This is what your father said in the name of Rav Yosef. Kaman Ozla Shmaite Rav Yom Bar Abba. According to who does it go? The teaching of Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba. What does it mean, the teaching of Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba? That if you say Hayoim, you have to be Mater Neder, it's not only because of a Gezerah that you might come to be lenient when you say Yoim Echad, but rather Kerabi Nasan. It goes like Rav Nasan. There's another reason why we have to be machmer when you say Hayoim. You know what the reason is? We're machmer on you not just because you're going to confuse it with Yoim Echad. We're machmer because you did something wrong. What did you do wrong? You made the neder in the first place. Making a neder is not a good thing. Now, we don't just randomly throw on a penalty to someone who makes a neder, but in combination with the fact that we don't want you to confuse it with Yoim Echad, we also are nailing you for having made the neder in the first place. Hachi Amar Avuch Mishmeid Rabbi Yosef. This is what your father said in the name of Rabbi Yosef. Keman Ozla Shmaited Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba. In accordance with whom does the teaching of Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba go? Rabbi Nasan. Goes like Rabbi Nasan. The Tani we learned in Abraisa. Rabbi Nasan Oimer. Kal Hanoider Kilu Ban Obama. Whoever makes a neder, it's as if he built a Bama. Vahamakaimoi. Anyone who fulfills the neder, ki'ilu makdir aleha. It's as if he was makdir on the bama. So it's not only because we're goyzer on hayoim atu yoim echad, but it's also because we're nailing you for having made the neder to begin with. Let's see the Ran. Keman ozla shmaited Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba krem nasan. This is at the end of the narrow lines, the middle narrow lines. The reason why we require the she'ila of a chacham ba'omer hayoim, lav mishum gezeira b'chud. It's not only because of a decree. The sfirulan, because they hold lo yishchiach kolei haylach lufe. It's not so common to make a mistake. The mishum gezeira b'chud, because of a gezeira alone, nachmer be that we should be machmer. Umiyu, however, Kivan dechinadar lav shaper avad. Since when you made a neder, you didn't do the right thing. Kedurab nasan nehi di loyha yoshayach lemigzar klal. It's true that if it would not be shayach to be goyzer at all, had there not been a problem of gzeira loy machmerinon ale, we would not be machmer on him latzruche sheila to require sheila. Di hachi. Otherwise, v'kulu nedarim nami kimatizim nayo neim hachi. If the reason was because we're upset at you that you made a neder, we should always say that when you make a neder for any duration of time, we should slap a penalty that you need Hataras Chacham. But if there's even a remote chance of making a gzera, we do it because we're not happy you made this neder in the first place. But miu kol hecha d'shach lemigzer klal machmarina le, we're machmarim mekansina le, we penalize him hilkach. Therefore, im hayon neder mitzvah. If it's a neder mitzvah, kagoyin lomayt ulakai mitzvah inotzarach shela. Umaydim edami Reb Nosson, and that which Reb Nosson compares noider leboyne bama. That which Reb Nosson compares someone who makes a neder to someone who builds a bama, peirashta beperek arba nedarim. I explained it in arba nedarim b'siyata d'shmaya. Fine. Well, in other words, what the comparison between making a neder and building a bama is, that I already explained earlier. Okay. So now the Gemara discusses previous other parts of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if you say, I'm Usher this Shabbos, you're Usher for the entire Shabbos, including Shabbos. Shabbos is part of the week. It says, Gemara, Shabbos zu, Usher b'chala Shabbos kula. If you say Shabbos zu, you're Usher in the whole Shabbos. It says, Gemara, Pshita, it's obvious you're Usher in the whole Shabbos. Of course you're Usher in the whole Shabbos. It says, Gemara, no, Mahu de tema, I would have thought, Yoime de Shabsa kamar. What you mean is, only the days of the week and not Shabbos itself. Kamash Malon, the chiddush is that it includes Shabbos as well. Says the Ran, Shabbos zu also b'chala Shabbos, v'ha-Shabbos l'sha'avar, says the Pshita. Of course, it's obvious the Shabbos dina l'sha'avar. Shabbos is like the din in the past. No, ma'u d'teima, yoyme d'shabasa ka'amar. I would have thought the days of Shabbos, mishum dekiven shimei achol kari yoyme Shabbos, since the days of the week are called Shabbos, neima, we should say, shelohem levadam niskavin. He was only niskavin for the days of the week. V'loy lesar al atzma yayin b'Shabbos, and not to aser wine on Shabbos. Kamash malan. Okay. The Gemara continues. Amar Avina. No, sorry. Chodesh ze aser b'chol ha-chodesh v'rish chodesh l'haba. If you say, I aser myself this month, you're usher in the rest of the month, but Rosh Chodesh, you're not usher. Rosh Chodesh is part of the next month. Rosh Chodesh is encompassed in the next month, and you don't mean to usher Rosh Chodesh. So Gemara says, Pshita, it's obvious that Rosh Chodesh is part of the next month. Says the Gemara, Ki Yitzricha, what is the Mishnah needed for? L'Chodesh Chaser, if the next month is only 29 days. If the next month is 29 days, then this month is 30 days. By the way, this Gemara is perfect for tomorrow, meaning Shabbos. So what about the 30th day? Because the 30th day is not really part of the next month, it's part of this month. It's still Kislev. Shabbos is Lamed Kislev. So I would have thought in Halacha it's called Lamed Kislev, so you mean to include it in your nether. When I say this month, I mean Kislev. Shouldn't that mean the first day of Rosh Chodesh? Ma'u detema Rosh Chodesh l'sha'avar havei v'loy litzar. I would have thought that the first day of Rosh Chodesh is part of last month, and v'litzar, it should be aser. Kamash malan, the chiddush says, even though in Halacha it's part of this month, but people call it Rosh Chodesh Teves. And therefore, it's part of next month. That's a nice connection. Kamashon dekari inish in shirei sharcha. People still call it Rosh Chodesh. Says the Ran. Ki yitzrich b'chodesh chaser shehachodesh shaba achar chodesh shel nidroi have a chaser. Talking about a case where the month that comes after the month of your neder is missing. Vim kain, and if so, chodesh shenadar boy, the chodesh that you made a neder havalei mole is full. For oisin, the chodesh chasar, shaba, shnei yamim rosh chodesh, and they make in a chodesh chasar, in the future, 2 days of rosh chodesh, meaning a chodesh chasar they make 2 days Rosh Chodesh. And the first day is to be mashlim the previous month. Mahu de tema Rosh Chodesh Shavar Shari Yom Rishon Shor Rosh Chodesh the Maus Chodesh Shavar Oisin Oisai. Since the first day of Rosh Chodesh is to be mashlim the previous month, v'sagadai dechamino litzarbe, I would have thought we should aser. Kamash malan hakari le inshi reish yarcha. People call it Rosh Chodesh mishum hachi afal pishu bechlal Chodesh Rishon. Therefore, even though it's part of the first month, kivan de reish yarcha kari le, since it's called Rosh Chodesh, mutter by your mutter de minadarim hacha holach achaloshim leyad. By nadarim, we follow people's expression, not the meaning of the words, not the halachic meaning. Okay, the Gemara continues. Shana zu, if you answer this year. Aser b'chol shana kula, you're aser the whole year. Iboy luhu, the shaila is like this. We know if you say today, you're aser till nightfall. If you say one day, you're aser for 24 hours. Let's say I say day. Day, I don't say 2 day, and I don't say 1 day. I say day is aser. Iboy luhu, amar koinam yain shan yitayim yoim. Wine is a koinam for a day. I don't say 2 day, I don't say 1 day. Mai, what's the halacha? Dine kehayoim oy kehayoim echad. Is the din like 2 day, and I'm only asa till nightfall, or oy kehayoim echad, or like 1 day, and I'm asa for 24 hours? Tashma, come in here. We're now going to bring rayas, conflicting rayas, from the beginning and the end of the Mishnah. And we're going to say ultimately, the Mishnah is inconclusive. Tashma. Mimas Nisan, let's bring a raya from the Mishnah. Koinam yain shani toim hayom. If I aser wine, then I'm going to taste 2 day. Ein aser ela ad shetachshach. You only aser until night. Ha yoim. But if I would have said day, not 2 day, day would be like 1 day, and it would be aser 24 hours. Ha yoim, but day. Ki yoim echadam is like 1 day. So Gemara says, no, ema seifa. Let's read the Seifa. Amar yoim echad, if you say 1 day, aser miyoim liyoim, you're aser for day to day. If I aser 1 day, I'm aser for 24 hours. But if I would have said day, then I would only be aser till night. Hayoim kehayoim. But if I say day, that's like 2 day. So therefore the implications from the beginning and the end of the Mishnah are contradictory, so the Mishnah then is inconclusive. From the Mishnah, you can't prove anything. The Ran says regarding this question, Dine kehayom, is the daylight, is it like today, that it becomes mutter at night, or like 1 day, that it becomes aser for 24 hours. So the Gemara tries to bring a raya from another Mishnah. We'll just see the beginning, and we'll continue next week. Ravashi said, Tashma, come in here. Koinam yayin shani toyim hashana. I aser wine that I'm going to taste this year. Nisabra hashana, if it's a leap year. Aser ba, your aser for the year. Ubi ibura, and in the leap year. And the Gemara is going to analyze that as a way of trying to prove the Shaila about Yoim. And that we will continue next week. So I wish you a great night. Pelechen Chanukah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.